This was Laura Ingraham last night, the latest on the January 6th hearing, that in the view of Laura Ingraham, and I agree with her completely, I think blew up in the faces of the Democrats on that committee, including Benny Thompson, the chairman. This was Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel.
So far, Trump's second term has been a huge success. He has several major SCOTUS victories, looks better than ever compared to Biden, and the Jan 6th theater just went full Jussie. You can't win harder than that. Oh, my God, I was screaming reading that. Well, pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? Now, there are a lot of shiny objects being dangled in front of us lately by the Democrats and a few of those diminutive never-Trumpers. And I'm here tonight to tell you that none of them will have any measurable effect on the midterms or really change the public's realization that under Democrat leadership, America's just going down the tubes. Now, the first attempted distraction or shiny object, a former aide to Mark Meadows, Cassidy Hutchinson, was slotted into what was billed as a special, super-duper special session of the January 6th committee today. And I spoke with some former White House staffers, three or four of them, in the afternoon, and they knew her well, and not one person had anything good to say about her performance today because they watched, especially the secondhand claim, supposedly from Tony Ornato, another Trump aide, that was supposedly one of their big blockbusters, that somehow Trump was desperate to get to the Capitol by any means necessary.
He thought that they were going up to the Capitol, and when Bobby Head relayed to him, we're not, we don't have the assets to do it, it's not secure, we're going back to the West Wing. Tony described him as being irate. The president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now. To which Bobby responded, sir, we have to go back to the West Wing. The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Ornato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
Okay, it's just bad acting. Now, this is the tidbit that the media, they've been waiting for years. Finally, they had Trump.
He wanted to go up to the Hill, as we heard, and he assaulted his own lead Secret Service agent in that vehicle as part of his attempt.
That's going to stick for a lot of people. You know, the president of the United States, you know, attacking a Secret Service agent.
The president's in real trouble, not least for assaulting his Secret Service agent.
Tubin. All right, one little problem here. It looks like it never happened. A source close to the Secret Service is telling Fox that Bobby Engel, Trump's lead agent, and the president's SUV driver are both ready to testify under oath that neither was assaulted by President Trump. They will also say he never, quote, lunged or something to that effect for the steering wheel. And wait, there is more, because according to CNN's Shimon Prokupes, a Secret Service official said that Tony Ornato denies telling Cassidy Hutchinson that Trump grabbed the steering wheel or an agent in the first place. I can't wait to see that surprise hearing, Liz. And as their surprise witness testimony blows up in their faces, there's another problem for the Democrats. It turns out the voters just don't care about this January 6th charade. A new CBS poll finds that the lowest number of voters polled consider investigating January 6th a high priority, while most consider it a low priority.
That's what we've been saying all along, that this just does not resonate with voters. And they're hoping against hope that something sticks to the wall. They're hoping against hope that at some point people will say, you know, that somehow they'll forget about high gas prices and inflation and problems along our southern border. And 53, they've just upped the death toll in that migrant tragedy at along our southern border down by San Antonio, where I used to live, and I know these places very, very well. They're hoping that we'll just forget about all this other stuff, and the only thing they'll remember is Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson and Adam Schiff. That's all they'll remember. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, some of the traffic cameras are down, but some are still functioning. We're working the situation here, but we do see some heavy volumes on Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. Also, some moderate flows there on the Southern Beltway near Henderson Way, 215 westbound at Gillespie. Those lane restrictions, they continue on Interstate 515 as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl from west, or east to west, I should say. That's 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue, only two lanes through there. And overnight road work on Interstate 15, that's both directions between Flamingo and US 95. Those restrictions begin at 7 p.m.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Diamondbacks rallied from a six-run deficit to beat the Padres 7-6. Josh Rojas scored the winning run in the ninth inning when shortstop C.J. Abrams couldn't handle a throw at second base. Arizona trailed 6-0 after six, but scored four in the seventh and tied it with two more in the eighth. Mark Melancon closed things out with a pair of strikeouts in the ninth. The Giants held off the Tigers 4-3 on Tuesday. Carlos Rodon gave up one run and seven hits over six innings with four strikeouts and no walks. The Rockies beat the Dodgers 7-4 on Tuesday. Clayton Kershaw roughed up for six runs and nine hits over four innings. The White Sox pounded the Angels 11-4. Chicago with a 17-hit attack. Josh Harrison and Luis Robert with two-run homers. In the Bronx, the Yankees beat the A's 2-1. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They say to never mess with the classics, but Panera did just that and more with our new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. By using pan-seared chicken, our secret garlic aioli recipe, Parmesan crisps, and pickle chips, all on a buttery brioche roll. Because if no one messed with the classics, you never have a chicken sandwich this good. New Chef's Chicken Sandwiches from Panera. Only $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
Calling all dinosaur fans. Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everybody's still buzzing about that Cassidy Hutchison testimony yesterday. As you heard on Clay and Buck's show, the Secret Service agents are saying this didn't happen, and they'll go under oath. They are prepared to give testimony under oath saying it didn't happen. What do you think the chances are that the January 6th Commission will end up reconvening and calling these witnesses? It won't happen in 1,000 years. It just won't happen. And that's why people like Ari Fleischer, In fact, let's go to cut four real quick. People like Ari Fleischer are disputing the Cassidy Hutchison testimony before the January 6th commission. The committee met yesterday in this blockbuster stuff. And CNN is acting like it's true. And that's what's so amazing about all of this. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut four real quick. We'll see if we can squeeze this in before the break. Where Ari Fleischer, a Fox News commentator, contributor, is disputing the Cassidy Hutchison testimony before the January 6th committee. Listen to this.
The press lunges for these stories. They want these stories to be true, and we have seen time and time and time again the stories aren't true. Now, as for Cassidy Hutchison's allegations that Donald Trump leaned forward to grab the steering wheel and put his arm up and to try to attack the lead Secret Service agent in the passenger seat, Sean, this is starting to feel to me like the Steele dossier all over again. A sensational allegation. The press falls for it. They herald the brilliance of the person making the allegation, then it all falls apart.
A hearsay witness again.
Tonight, CNN just reported that Tony Ornato, who Cassidy Hutchison said was her source, he denied telling her, according to CNN, that Donald Trump lunged for the steering wheel. So we already have the person that she said told her this say it's not true. And she is not a witness. Her actual title should be not a witness. She wasn't there. So she's just telling something that somebody else said. I don't know her. I don't question her motives. But I think here she played a game of telephone and got it wrong. And we've been through this time and again. And it just damages
the country. I got to say this.
And the press takes sides and they believe anything that's anti-Trump.
Ari Fleischer, smart dude. And I tend to believe him. This is why they don't allow hearsay into court trials, because it's, you know, essentially somebody told me that this was happening, and it's not first person testimony, it's hearsay. And that's exactly what we had. And you know what was, I found it fascinating yesterday that while all this stuff was going on Capitol Hill, they were still trying to unravel what was at the time 51 dead migrants along our southern border, and how they died was just horrific, was just horrible, awful. And in fact, when we come back, I'll let you hear from Sarah Carter, Fox News correspondent, who was at the time looking at the possibility of 51 migrant deaths. That has now been upgraded to 53 migrant deaths. And by the time we leave the air, that death toll may go even higher. Once they sort things out down in what is called Bexar County. I believe it's Bexar. They call it Bexar County. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. You'll hear from Sarah Carter. Also, we'll get the assessment of what's going on with R. Kelly. This was not a good day to be R. Kelly. He was sentenced to 30 years in the slammer in New York. That is tough. Tough time. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue in AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wonderful product. I've lost 111 pounds using that product. 111 pounds. You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400. The most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strength and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's SAVE6. Call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435 or go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Meet Grant.
Hello.
He's a father and a motivational speaker. He's also the founder of the Karma Box Project that allows people to give non-perishable food, first aid, and toiletries to those in need.
I've struggled with addiction from opioids many years. I lost my job, my home, and even my family. But now, I'm in recovery and I've pieced my life together again. I'm doing better than ever.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the Community Schools Initiative. Find out how your city can leave CCSD and create its own school district, ending the education monopoly. Check it out for yourself. Do it right now. SaveNevadaSchools.com. That's SaveNevadaSchools.com. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking a story that I assumed was happening, but I've never seen numbers quite like this, talking about escaping from New York and other blue communities, blue-run communities, I should say. Jim, you've got some numbers on New York that are absolutely stunning.
Absolutely, Kevin. People vote with their feet, and that's exactly what this New York Post story talks about. They say about 300,000 of New York City's wealthiest residents who fled during the early days of the coronavirus pandemic. Remember, you had to be vaccinated. You couldn't go here. You couldn't go there. They got out of there. Well, they collectively, those 300,000, collectively earned some $21 billion in income in the year 2019.
Wow.
Now, that is a number that is being released from the Internal Revenue Service. It's a sum which, it's beyond imagination, but hey, the Big Apple is really hurting right now with crime and other things, and of course, they don't want to treat their police officers with any respect. So a lot of people, middle-class people, are moving out as well. But according to the Times, Kevin, they say 21,000 of those 300,000 relocated to Florida, and in particular to Palm Beach, which is a pretty ritzy part of town, as you well know. Rush Limbaugh did that about 20 years ago. He got tired, and they were actually celebrating the fact that that Rush moved from New York, a high-tax state, and went to Florida and was not paying those high income tax rates that he was when he was in New York City. And that's happening again, too. Over 21,000 New Yorkers just since the pandemic began have moved to Palm Beach in Florida.
Isn't that incredible? I knew that there was going to be a big red wave moving out of town, but I had no idea it was that big, that expensive, and that's a part of your tax base.
And they say, and this is, again, according to the IRS, that Manhattan transplants living in Palm Beach County earned an average of $728,351 per year. That is a lot of money that is not being fed into the coffers of the New York State tax base.
And by the way, it's not cheap to be New York. I mean, when you think about it for a minute, that's a pretty costly place. That's a lot of very, very expensive real estate we're talking about that all of a sudden is going empty.
And a lot of people are doing that in California, too. The high price of everything. And, of course, people are voting with their feet. And where are they heading? They're heading to red states like Texas and Florida and here in Nevada and Arizona, too.
Wow. Yeah, that's one of those stories that we're going to we have not heard the end of that story, that there will be more numbers coming out of other red run states or blue run states, I should say. There will be more stories like that coming out. The big question is how much revenue is going to be, escaping, from New York, from California. And two places like Texas, two places like Florida. We'll be finding more about that. I promised I was going to get you Sarah Carter. This is about that story yesterday. It was 51 migrant deaths. That's now up to 53 migrant deaths. And this is cut three. Let's go to Sarah Carter from Fox News. Not really surprised by the migrant deaths down along our southern border, in this particular case, near San Antonio. Listen to this.
It is a tragedy, Sean. I'm here in San Antonio, and you're right. 51 people have now lost their life in the back of this 18-wheeler that DPS told me could have been as hot as 170 degrees inside. That is just incredible to me. 39 men, 12 women, and more than a dozen people hospitalized. And Sean, I want to show you right behind me. We're here at 281 on the highway system. This is what the human traffickers and the drug cartels are fighting over. They're fighting over our highway system into the United States, and they're moving people every single day. I spoke with DPS. They shared exclusive video with us showing that every day it's like a needle in a haystack, whether or not they're going to find people in a trailer, whether they're going to find them in the back of a car. It's a deadly situation. They've seen those increases, actually, of migrant deaths this year much more than they saw the last fiscal year. I spoke with Texas DPS Lieutenant Christopher Olivares, and he puts the blame right at Biden's doorstep. Listen to this. People are just coming across the border. They're being told, as I meet them,
right,
as you meet them, they're being told it's because Biden wants them here. Doesn't some of this rest with the federal government as well?
It does, and there has to be some accountability for what's taking place. And the federal government right now has become complicit in what's taking place right now with these human smuggling events, the loss of life that we're seeing, and the massive loss of life that we saw yesterday in San Antonio, where we see 51 immigrants lose their lives because of human smuggling. And it all goes back to the policies. The policies that were working, why would they cancel those policies? That's a question that needs to be asked.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Sarah Carter down along our southern border in San Antonio. And I 281 is a north-south thruway that connects, you know, the northern end of San Antonio and the southern end of San Antonio. It's tragic what has happened, though. And it's so incredibly sad. And the way these people died is unforgivable. My question is, will there be some accountability? We couldn't even get Biden to even talk about it, not even to mention it in an offhand way. That was wrong on so many levels and continues to be wrong. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt in a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. We're Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's always amazing to me after something like the repeal of Roe v. Wade, how the left, if they don't get their way, they instantly say, well, we're not going to accept that. Even though that's the will of the people when it comes to referendums, they go to the courts then reverse the stuff. This is a case where essentially the reverse happened, and that for the left, they lost it. And now we're hearing more talk about court packing. And I am so pleased that we finally